Women who inherit mutations in the BRCA1 and 2 genes are at much higher risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer. Many, including actress Angelina Jolie, opt for preventative surgery to avoid tumors from developing in both organs. But as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, a new study from the University of Pennsylvania suggests the risk of each depends partially on where the mutations appear.
Cancer geneticist Catherine Nathanson is part of an international team that collected data on the type and location of mutations in the BRCA1 and 2 genes in more than 30,000 women. She says most mutations in the middle of both genes led to more cases of ovarian cancer. If the mutations were on the edges, as is the case for two mutations frequently found in some Jewish women, breast cancer was more likely.
If we take the Ashkenazi Jewish mutations and we look specifically at them in this study, the risk of breast cancer appears to be higher, 69%.
That lifetime risk of developing breast cancer is 10 percentage points higher than the typical risk of someone with a BRCA1 mutation. However, the risk for ovarian cancer is lower.
So it doesn't mean you won't get breast or you won't get ovarian cancer. There's just some relative differences depending on where the mutation is.
Nathanson is quick to point out that while intriguing, the findings should not spur patients to alter treatment plans.
We certainly didn't have this type of information previously, and so we've made a step forward. But is it a step all the way to the clinic? I don't think so.
Instead, she says this deeper understanding of a specific mutation combined with environmental and other genetic factors will help doctors make more accurate predictions. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.